Well, hello and welcome back to this conversation that we are having around All Saints Sunday in this Legacy Week here at Fraser Church. And I encourage you to go back and listen to these actually in order so that you get the flow of the conversation and the stories that we are telling. And I encourage you to come out and join us this Sunday, November 2nd, at a special time at 10:24, which speaks to Hebrews 10:24 and 25, where we are going to gather as one big church to celebrate what God has done in the lives of the saints that have been a part of the Fraser family that have gone before us. You know, in my experience, one of the things that I had to process a lot was when I did my CPE work at St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis. And seeing not just the reality of death, but seeing it with children.
Yeah.
It was hard. That was hard. I mean, there were some days I would walk out of there and I just needed to, I didn't even want to talk to anybody.
Right.
It's just so heavy and hard. And because there are heavy and hard moments in life, a lot of times we, as I was saying, spend a lot of time trying to avoid the reality of death. But it's part of what a funeral does too.
Mm-hmm.
A funeral is not just to memorialize the deceased, but it also brings people to this point of saying, this is reality for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Mortality is real. As scripture says, we really are vapor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we try to avoid. But there's something so sobering about those moments.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I went to a funeral when I was in college of a man that my family had known for many years. His name was Joe Luce, and he was over in Fort Valley, Georgia, and their family was very influential in their church, and they had given a lot of money to a lot of different really great organizations that we were a part of. And just going to that funeral and hearing about a guy who actually was pretty well-to-do, but in the small country church, that's where they had, you know, this funeral, and hearing the pastor get up and say, you know, everybody's been asking me, was it his heart? Was it his heart that it, you know, finally gave out? And then at the end, he, you know, turns it around and says, I'm telling you, it was his heart. Because, and he lists off all the things that he had been a part of. And, you know, it was one of those things where he just the week before his death had been in, you know, the church board meetings and things like that. You know, he was still, he died with his boots on, as they say.
Yeah.
And I went back to my college dorm because that was over Christmas break. And I remember saying to the guys in my hall, I think everybody, all of you guys, should go to as many funerals as you can at this stage of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just sitting there thinking, how do I get there to where when I'm at that point, that's the way people are talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
And by that same token, and I'm not going to get into specifics, but I've been to a few funerals that were kind of like, I don't want this to be what people are saying about me.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, that can be sobering as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a great point that, you know, it can seem morbid, but understanding, like, this is what we contend with.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the great enemies that our Savior has defeated.
That's right.
And so understanding that thoroughly helps us have a better understanding of what Christ has done for us.
Absolutely. And death is that one thing that it is common to every person on the planet. There can be some differences in culture and, you know, all this stuff. But one thing that is universal is death, is death. And but on All Saints Sunday, where while death is a part of the reality, we're not celebrating death.
No.
And so let's talk about the word saint.
Yeah.
For a minute. And there's kind of two parts to that question, but I'll start with, what is a saint?
right? Yeah, and it's interesting because those that grew up in the Catholic tradition, mm-hmm. to them, a saint is something very specific.
That's right.
Yep. Right? It's mm-hmm. it's somebody who has, what, achieved two or three miracles mm-hmm. and has been officially canonized by the church. They've been labeled a saint.
Yeah. Confirmed miracles, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Confirmed miracles.
Yep.
So, you know, not just managing to have a successful chat with the IRS. One time my dad, you know, had some like confusion with his taxes and he said, I should become a saint because I've called the IRS three times and actually gotten through to somebody. but I think that's what a lot of people have, even outside of the Catholic Church, is their picture of sainthood is Mother Teresa, right?
Right.
Or Saint Francis, mm-hmm. these high and holy people that are not attainable. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how would you define it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, in the New Testament, the word saint is used plural almost every time. Except once, but their plural is implied. And so it's talking about the saints in one way or another. And it gets at the word itself, you know, gets at these people who are consecrated and set apart. And so where I think we would differ with our Catholic brothers and sisters would be that it's not a person who even God used in a particular way at a particular time, and that has been confirmed in some way. But it is everyone who fully and completely is a not just believer in, but follower of Jesus. And they're living that consecrated life, that set apart life. Not perfection in that sense, as we would define that today, but they are pursuing God in a way that they love Him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love their neighbor as themselves, as they are living that out. And so biblically, you know, in that sense, all true followers, disciples of Jesus are saints. Hmm. And I like the fact that it's not singled out to just a few.
Right.
Like there's this scale, because that's sometimes even how we use the word in slang, right? You know, oh, you're a saint, right? You know, it's like I'm setting you apart as something more than or better
right.
than us ordinary Christians,
yeah.
right? But now to see that is a title that has been given to this group of people who are consecrated, set apart, because we really believe Jesus is who He is and has done what He has done, and we follow Him. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you know, I think it's healthy to, in a humble way, see yourself as someone that title, if you will, has been bestowed upon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to live into that and, you know, in some ways, live up to it, if you want to
yeah.
put it that way. But that living up is not, it's not any more pressure than anything else other than being faithful to Jesus mm-hmm. and where He leads and being obedient to Him. And I think if we have that simple everyday obedience and that pursuit of the Lord, you know, that is what the Bible is talking about.
Yeah.
I would use the word saint.
Well, and it's interesting if you study in the New Testament, especially in Paul's letters, quite often, Paul is absolutely roasting these people.
Yes,
I mean, you know, he is just going after them. And you just think, man, I wouldn't want to be the one, especially when he names names, you
That's
know.
That's right, yeah.
And you're, gosh, But so often, he'll still say at the beginning or end, now to all those saints.
That's right, yes.
And, I mean, really, taken in context, you realize it is not for perfect people.
That's
I mean,
right.
like, Paul didn't see it that way.
That's right.
He's talking to these people knowing full well, here, let me give you a list of all the problems that you currently have and, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully how to fix them. But at the same time, and hey, to my brothers and sisters, all the saints there
yep.
in Corinth or wherever.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's an important point, I think, that gets at that the way we use the word perfection today, and then even how we scale that in our own mind as we look at our faith and how we're living it out, I think you're absolutely right. Because, and there's that old song. What is the song about, you know, saints are just the sinners that get up again? I don't even know the song.
Yeah, but, some country song.
Yeah, something. I heard it a long time ago. But it's true. It's that I keep moving toward Jesus in obedience, in however he leads. I want to serve him, please him. I'm set apart for him, not the perfection side. So, and that's true, and it's going to be true this Sunday. When we celebrate people, and you're going to make that slideshow again for, is this 16 or 17 years?
I think this is the 17th one.
17th year. You know, we're not going to put up on the screen perfect people.
Right.
But we are going to put up saints,
mm-hmm.
People who have in some way invested their life to live out their faith in a way that has benefited us and been a blessing to us. Well, thank you so much for being a part of and joining this conversation that we've been having this week. We look forward to continuing the conversation with you tomorrow.